They paused as they approached a wall that enclosed the city. This place did not have the imposing architecture of a fortress. It was both functional and decorative, but did not seem designed to impose fear and awe on the beholder. The wall was covered in faded designs of hideous, red-eyed, multi-legged monsters, images of Sith meditating and sparring, and other designs that Luke didn't recognize. He wished for a moment he had dared bring Vestara, but that would have been far too risky. Natua was a second best choice, with her newly acquired knowledge, but she was needed where she was. The gateway was a simple metal portcullis. Luke wondered at that, and spoke into his comlink to the other Jedi.
"Stop at the entrance," he said.
Gateways, entrances, anything that denoted a crossing from one space to another. These were places of power. Innocent looking. Well, innocent looking for a Sith construction anyway, though it might be. He needed to proceed with utmost care. He reached out in the Force, probing for an increase in the power of the dark side here, or even a change or shift in the nature of the energy. There seemed to be nothing unusual. Now more curious than wary, Luke lifted a hand. The portcullis rose easily, grinding slightly with eons of disuse.
"Oh, I really don't like this," Janus said.
"Neither does this one,"
murmured Saba, her eyes narrowing. The Barabel's tail lashed.
"Come on,"
Luke said into the comlink, and the Jedi obeyed. Cautiously, they moved into the city proper, all of them looking around, their senses alert to any shift, any change, any danger more immediate than the constant oppressive hatred that poured from the dark side. Once the last of them had entered, the portcullis dropped with a loud clang. The sky suddenly darkened, and thunder rumbled. The temperature dropped, and the wind picked up. Luke glanced upward at the unnatural cloud that squatted angrily over the city and saw thick flashes of Force lightning in its depths.
"I'm waiting for the welcoming committee," said Jaina,
her voice soft, but her body tense and ready to spring into action.
"Yeah,"
said Zaha Dorvald, standing beside Octa.
"I'd like for something to happen already."
"Keep your focus, Jedi,"
Luke said, projecting calmness.
"I'm sure it will come, but you must be prepared to meet it. If you are spoiling for a fight, you give it the advantage."
"I am sorry, Master Skywalker,"
Zaha said.
"No need to apologize. Just do it,"
Luke replied mildly. The buildings, like the wall, seemed designed more to protect and shelter the inhabitants than to make a show of fearsome power, although they showed the wear of time and the lack of roofs and other disrepair. Other than the increased hostility of the dark side energies, which seemed curiously still, but, like hunting Nexu, straining at the leash, there was nothing obvious to denote the Sith had been the former inhabitants.
"This was not a martial world,"
Saba said.
"Their focus was different."
"The tunnels,"
Janus said, and Luke felt a flicker of unease from her.
"Their whole culture was centered on those rites conducted in the lava caves."
"They focused on the metaphysical, not the material,"
Luke said, and something settled into place. He was on the right track.
"They were not warriors focused on conquering and weaponry, Saba, because they didn't have to be."
"Oh, that sounds wonderful,"
Kip drawled,